ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओके, कठोपनिषदि प्रथमाध्याये प्रथमावल्यां विंशतितमं मंत्रं वयं पठितुं प्रयत्नं कुर्मः। लेट् अस् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दि 20th मन्त्र आफ् दि फस्ट् सेक्षन् आफ् दि फस्ट् चाप्टर् आफ् कठोपनिषत्. सो हियर् फ्रम् दिस् मन्त्र आन्वर्ड्स् दि सब्जेक्ट् म्याटर् इट्सेल्फ् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु चेञ्ज्. Because the third question, third boon is going to be asked, and Lord Yama has to give him the third boon. And why I say subject matter is different? Because the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram is going to be the main subject matter of the mantras hereafter. Until now, what we have seen, the 19 mantras which have gone before, in those mantras we see the contents of two boons, and the contents of those two boons are in the form of artha kamas, the time bound ends. Time bound ends, enjoyable in this world and enjoyable in the higher worlds. So we can say, ihaloke anubhuyamanam sukham, the comfort, the pleasure, the peace enjoyable in this world forms the content of the first boon, and the pleasure enjoyable in the higher world forms the content of the second boon. Therefore, whether pleasure, peace, enjoyable in this world or in higher world, any experiential pleasure comes under the category of the time-bound ends, artha kamas. Therefore, any time-bound ends come under the category of anatma, non-self, the material world. Time-bound ends form part of the material world, the non-self. The time-bound ends form the part of the world of duality, because there must be enjoyed difference. The enjoyer of pleasure, enjoyer of peace, and the peace or pleasure enjoyed in the world. So there is... So it is associated with the world of duality. So any enjoyment of pleasure, whether enjoyable in this world or enjoyable in a higher world, comes under the category of the anatma, the material world, and which is associated with the world of duality, where there will be division. But hereafter, what we are going to see is going to be actually the main content of the third boon is going to be the self-knowledge, the knowledge of the reality, which comes under the category of timeless end, absolute end. Therefore, does not come under the category of anatma prapancha, it is the very atma sarupam. Okay. Now, before we enter into the mantra, we have to see the Bhashyam. I think we started seeing the Bhashyam and we didn't continue. Correct? We have to start from the scratch. 20th mantra. Okay. So those who are having the book, you might have read the introduction. It might have given you some understanding. But still, don't worry. We will understand this better with the Bhashyam. Okay. So we are not reading the mantra, the 20th mantra. We are going to read the Bhashyam, which is given as an introduction to the 20th mantra. Correct? Okay. Etavadhyatikrantena. I think maybe you have to remind that I'm online. Some people will always expect you like final reminder, like final call for the boarding the flight. Okay. I wish you'll miss. So etavadhyatikrantena vidhi pratishedhartena mantra brahmanena avagantavyam yad vara dvaya suchitam vastu. See what he is saying, vastu, the content, suchitam, indicated by two boons. The content indicated by two boons, or the content asked for as boons, two boons, must be understood, avagantavyam, through the mantra brahmana portion, which is otherwise said to be karmakanda portion of Veda Shastram, which means ihaloka sukham. Ihaloka sukham means what? Comfort, pleasure, or peace of mind, enjoyable, relative peace, enjoyable in this world, is first result of the content of the first boon, pratima dvaya vastu, which Achiketa asked for. He requested Lord Yama to bless his father with a peaceful mind, that he should not be disturbed by his separation of the son and going away to the Yamaloka, and he should not be missing and worried. So he should not get angry also that he came away to Lord Yamaloka, which means this Nachiketa asked for the first boon in terms of the peaceful mind of his father. So being peaceful in the world is only relative peace. Therefore, it is just a time-bound end. As a time-bound end, it is associated with the world of duality, associated with the material world also. Okay. And secondly, what is the dvitiyam was vish, dvitiya varad vastu, the content of the second boon was the knowledge of the ritual which should be performed to earn punyam to be able to go to heaven. Therefore, that implies the enjoyment of heavenly pleasure or heavenly life, which also comes under the category of the time-bound end, because heavenly pleasure also is not permanent. So worldly pleasure also is not time-bound. So worldly pleasure in terms of peace of relative peace of mind, or heavenly pleasure enjoyable as a result of accumulating punyam to the performance of specific ritual, also comes under the category of time-bound end. Therefore, the contents are these twofold ends, in the form of twofold ends, come under the category of being time-bound ends, associated with the world of duality, material world. Therefore, they must be understood. They must be attained, accomplished. They form the subject matter of the mantra brahmanam. Mantra brahmana means karmakanda of the Veda, and which actually is in the form of prescribed and prohibited actions. Vidhi, stands for prescribed duty. Pratishedha means prohibited action. So, vidhi pratishedha artena mantra brahmanena avagantavyam vastu. So, time-bound ends must be understood as subject matter of the karmakanda, which is otherwise said to be mantra brahmanam, which is in the form of prescribed duties and prohibited actions. Okay. Therefore, we can say that subject matter of the karmakanda, otherwise said to be mantra brahmanam, which is in the form of prescribed duties and prohibited actions, now has been discussed in the portion which has gone before. Atikrantena. Atikrantena means, atikranta means that which has gone before, which has passed. Atikrantena mantra brahmanena. The portion of the Upanishad which forms the part of the subject matter of, which presents the subject matter of the mantra brahmanam karmakanda, involving prohibited actions and prescribed duties, form the subject matter of the first two boons, which means what was not discussed there, what was not the subject matter of the portion which has gone before. He says, Atmatattva Vishaya Yathatme Vijnanam Na. So, the subject matter of the portion which has gone before is not the Yathatme Vijnanam. It is not the knowledge, absolute knowledge of the nature, absolute knowledge, for which subject matter is the truth of the self. Atma Tattva, the truth of the self, Vishaya, subject matter, Yathatmya, nature, Vijnanam means knowledge. So, Atma Tattva Vishaya Yathatmya Vijnanam Na means the subject matter, the knowledge of the truth of the self, otherwise we can say self-knowledge, cannot be attained through the portion which has gone before. Self-knowledge does not form the subject matter of the portion which has gone before. This is the meaning of these two sentences. Have you understood? Okay, see, after these two sentences, I want to tell you this. Time-bound ends. What is timeless and other than the knowledge of the self, other than the discovery of moksha in the form of knowledge of the self, any end accomplished, coming under the category of Arthakama Dharmas, are all time-bound ends. Other than the moksha in the form of knowledge, any other end accomplished, coming under the category of Arthakama Dharmas, is a time-bound end. And any time-bound end is associated with the material world. It's point number two. And any time-bound end associated with the material world means involves what? The world of duality. World of duality. Okay. And here it is said, the portion which has gone before until now, until 19th mantra, whatever was discussed was the contents of two boons, and they're all associated with the time-bound ends only. They are time-bound ends. But the self-knowledge, Atma-Tattva-Vishaya-Yathatmya-Vijnanam, the unique exalted knowledge in terms of the very nature of the self, the truth of the self has not yet been discussed until now. That is what is said in these two sentences. Okay. Now I move on to the next sentence. Can I go ahead? Okay. Ato vidhi pratishedhartha vishayasya ataha. I am breaking ataha. Therefore. Why therefore? Until now, self-knowledge has not been discussed. The subject matter discussed before was not self-knowledge. Therefore, ataha, therefore, vidhi pratishedhartha vishayasya atmani kriya karaka phala adhyaropalakshanasya kriyakarakapaladhyaropalakshanasya swabhavikasya ajnanasya samsara bijasya nivrutyartham tad viparita brahma atma ekatva vijnanam brahmatma ekatva vijnanam kriyakarakapaladhyaropalakshanashunyam ఆత్యంతిక నిశ్రేయస ప్రయోజనం వక్తవ్యం ఇతి ఉత్తర గ్రంథ ఆరభ్యతే. నౌ లెట్ అస్ బిగిన్ హియర్. ఆరభ్యతే ఈస్ బిగన్. వాట్ ఈస్ బిగన్? ఉత్తర గ్రంథ. గ్రంథ ది టెక్స్ట్. ద టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ బిగన్. గ్రంథ ఆరభ్యతే. ది టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ బిగన్. విచ్ టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ బిగన్? ఉత్తరః గ్రంథః. ది లేటర్ టెక్స్ట్, ది లేటర్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది టెక్స్ట్ ఆర్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ బిగన్. ద టీచింగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఓవర్. ద టీచింగ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బిగిన్ ఓన్లీ నౌ. వాట్ డస్ శంకరాచార్య సే హియర్? ఉత్తరః గ్రంథః ఆరభ్యతే, ది ఫాలోయింగ్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ బిగన్. క్లియర్? Uttaraha means later, the following portion of the text is begun. So, kimartham arabhyate, uttaraha grantaha, see arabhyate, kaha arabhyate, kim arabhyate, grantaha arabhyate, kidushaha grantaha arabhyate, uttara grantaha arabhyate, the later portion is begun. For what purpose? Kimartham? Shankaracharya says, nivrityartham. నివృత్యర్థం. సో ప్రయోజనం వక్తవ్యం ఇతి, ది లేటర్ పోర్షన్ ఇస్ బిగన్. వక్తవ్యం ఇతి, ది లేటర్ పోర్షన్ ఇస్ బిగన్ విత్ ద థింకింగ్ దాట్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి టాట్. వక్తవ్యం షుడ్ బి టాట్, ఆర్ కెన్ సే బోధనార్థం, ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ టీచింగ్. Vaktavyam iti. Later portion is begun for the purpose of teaching, thinking that it should be taught. What should be taught? Atyantika nishreyasa prayojanam. బ్రహ్మాత్మ ఏకత్వ విజ్ఞానం వక్తవ్యం. బ్రహ్మ ఆత్మ ఏకత్వ విజ్ఞానం వక్తవ్యం ఇది. నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ఆత్మ షుడ్ బి టాట్. దర్ఫోర్ ది లేటర్ పోర్షన్ ఇస్ టాట్ బిగన్. Brahma Atma Ekatva Vijnanam Vaktavyam. The knowledge of the essential oneness of Brahman, the truth of the whole, and the essential nature of the individual Atma. Essential oneness of Brahman and Atma. Essential oneness of the total and the individual must be imparted. This knowledge must be imparted. therefore uttaraha granthah aarabhyate. The later portion text is begun. Okay, and kidrusham jnanam, this vijnanam brahmaatma ekatva, brahma atma ekatva vijnanam, knowledge of the oneness of Brahman and Atma, should be taught, should be imparted. And which sort of vijnanam? There's two adjectives describing this knowledge. Kriya karaka phala adhyaropa lakshana shunyam. This knowledge, shunya means which is devoid of, which is free from, which is free from adhyaropa, which is free from superimposition of action, kriya, karakam, the cause of the karakam, you can say doership or the cause of the action, and palam, the result of action. Kriya, action, karakam, the cause of the action, palam, the result of action. Action, the cause of the action, the doership, and palam, the result of action, are all superimposed. Adhyaropaha means superimposition. Superimposed upon what? Atma. Therefore, if the self-knowledge takes place, then one can understand the self being free from the superimposition. Therefore, it is said, Brahma Atma Ekatva Vijnanam, the knowledge of self, essential nature of Brahman and oneness of Brahman and Atma, which is free from the superimposition of action, the cause of action, result of action, and also punaha kidrusham jnanam atyantika nishreyasa prayojanam, which is of the benefit, the self-knowledge is of the benefit of absolute good. Nishreyasaha means mokshaha. Authentic and nishreyas means absolute good in terms of moksha. The self, the two adjectives describing Atma Jnanam. Brahmatma Ekatva Vijnanam, the knowledge of the oneness of Brahman and Atma, which is devoid of, which is free from the superimposition of action, cause of action, result of action, and which is of the benefit of the absolute good in terms of everlasting freedom. Authentika nishreyasa prayojanam, which is of the benefit of absolute good in terms of everlasting freedom. And that knowledge must be imparted. For that purpose, uttaraha granthaha aarabhyate. Is it clear? Who has understood? Kimartam uttaraha granthaha aarabhyate ityukte brahma atma ekatva vijnanam vaktavyam iti uttaraha granthaha aarabhyate. So kidrusham vijnanam, which sort of vijnanam is it? Kriyakaraka phala adhyaropa lakshana shunyam. So which is free from superimposition in the form of action, result of action, and the benefit of action, the cause of action. And again, kidrusham vijnanam, atyantika nishreyasa prayojanam, which is of the benefit of absolute good in the form of everlasting freedom. Okay. Now the question comes, why should this knowledge be imparted? Kimattam tadrusham jnanam vaktavyam. Why should such self-knowledge, the knowledge of the essential oneness of Atma and Brahma, why should be imparted? Kimartham bhaktavyam, if we ask, nivrityartham. Nivrityartham, for the purpose of removing, for the elimination. Nivrityartham, for the purpose of eliminating. Nivrityartham, nivrittihi, elimination, removal. Nivrityartham, for eliminating, for the purpose of elimination. For the purpose of elimination of what? Elimination of அஜ்ஞானம், அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம். சோ கீதுஷஸ்ய அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய நிவர்த்த நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம், கீதுஷம் அஜ்ஞானம், தி ரிமூவல் ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் தி ரிமூவல் ஆஃப் தி இக்னரன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் நேச்சுரல் ஸ்வாபாவிகஸ்ய அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய. வை ஸ்வாபாவிகம் அஜ்ஞானம்? அஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் ஸ்வாபாவிகம் ஆர் நாட்? ஸ்வாபாவிகம் மீன்ஸ் அன்கிரியேட்டட், நேச்சுரல். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், வி ஹாவ் நாட் கிரியேட்டட் இக்னரன்ஸ். பகவான் ஹாஸ் நாட் கிரியேட்டட் இக்னரன்ஸ். இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப் விச் இஸ் நேச்சுரலி தேர். இன்ஃபேக்ட் எனி இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் நேச்சுரலி தேர். சோ ஸ்வாபாவிகம் அஜ்ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் நேச்சுரலி அப்டெய்னிங் இக்னரன்ஸ். அன்கிரியேட்டட், அன்கிரியேட்டட்லி நேச்சுரலி அப்டெய்னிங் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் ஸ்வாபாவிகம் அஜ்ஞானம். சோ ஸ்வாபாவிக அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஃபார் தி பர்ப ஃபார் தி எலிமினேஷன் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்ரெடி நேச்சுரலி. அண்ட் நாட் ஒன்லி தட், விச் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அ சீட் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய. சோ கீதுஷம் அஜ்ஞானம், த டூ அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் டிஸ்கிரைபிங் அஜ்ஞானம், ஸ்வாபாவிகம் அஜ்ஞானம், சம்சார பீஜம் அஜ்ஞானம். பேசிக்கலி ஐ அம் வெரி ஸ்லோ, டசன்ட் மேட்டர், பீப்புள் வில் டிராப் ஐ நோ, பட் டெஃபினெட்லி யூ வில் என்ஜாய் தரோலி. கீதுஷம் அஜ்ஞானம், டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானம், ஸ்வாபாவிகம் அஜ்ஞானம், சம்சார பீஜம் அஜ்ஞானம். சோ ஸ்வாபாவிகஸ்ய சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் தி எலிமினேஷன் ஆஃப் தி இக்னரன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர் நேச்சுரலி அண்ட் விச் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் தி சீட் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, விச் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா. ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் சம்சாரா? இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் மீ நவ் தென் ஐ வில் பி வெரி அப்செட். ஓகே, தி பிகினிங்லெஸ் எண்ட்லெஸ் சைக்கிள் ஆஃப் births and deaths fraught with experience of pairs of opposites. Okay, for samsara bijasya nivrityartham. Okay, and this ajnanam, which is seed of samsara, which is natural, is in the form of what? Ajnanam alone is in the form of superimposition, lakshanasya, in the form of அத்தியாரோப லக்ஷணஸ்ய. அத்தியாரோப லக்ஷணம் அஜ்ஞானம், தேர்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ். அத்தியாரோப லக்ஷணம் அஜ்ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் த இக்னரன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன். சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன் ஆஃப் வாட்? சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், டுவர்ஷிப் அண்ட் த ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் இம்ப்ளைங் என்ஜாயர்ஷிப். Okay, as long, let me make it very clear, because of ignorance, what happens? We mistake the anatma, body, mind, sense complex for the self. Okay, then because of erroneous self-perception, we entertain wrong notions. And what wrong notion we entertain? I am the doer. I am the doer, if you entertain a notion, it is called what? Doership. Kartrutvam. Understand? Then I am the enjoyer. You entertain the notion. Because of the wrong identity, because of erroneous self-perception, you entertain wrong notions that you are the doer, you are the enjoyer. Therefore, we have what? Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam. Therefore, and what happens? I do the action. I enjoy the result of the action. Okay, I am the cause of the action also. So then there's a desire. I have desire. What is karakam? What is which causes the action? Desire. Desire is the karma karakam. Desire alone causes the action. Desire impels the action. I have desire. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I am going to enjoy the benefit of action. Understand? This is called superimposition of action. Okay. That I do the action. I have a desire. I am going to enjoy the result of action. is called superimposition of action, the result of action, the cause of action upon oneself. And the superimposition is because of what? Ignorance. Therefore, the ignorance which is naturally there and which is a seed of samsara, and this ignorance which is in the form of superimposition of action, cause of action, the result of action upon this. Where superimposition is where? Atmani. Atmani. The superimposition is upon the Atma. The superimposition of all these, Atma is free from actions. Atma is free from the cause of actions. Atma is free from the result of actions. Understand? Atma is free from, Atma the consciousness is free from actions, free from cause of action, free from result of action. But what do we do? Atmani, that's adhyaropaha. Atmani adhyaropaha means the superimposition of action, cause of action, result of action upon the Atma. The superimposition is what? Because of ignorance. Therefore, ignorance is how? In what form ignorance is? Ignorance is in the form of superimposition of this upon the Atma. Atmani kriyakaraka phala adhyaropa lakshanasya ajnanasya. So, Atmani kriyakaraka phala adhyaropa lakshanam ajnanam, swabhavikam ajnanam, samsara bejam ajnanam. Tasya ajnanasya nivrityartham. That is the meaning. Okay. And this ignorance also forms the subject matter. Ignorance is associated with the, ignorance which is associated with the subject matter of karmakanda, consisting of prescribed duties and prohibited actions. Is it clear now? Vidhi pratishedha artha vishayasya. So all description of ajnanam only. How ajnanam is beautifully described? Ajnanam vidhi pratishedha, vidhi pratishedha arthasya. Vidhi pratishedha artha vishayasya. Vidhi pratishedha artha vishayasya. Means karma kandasya. So ignorance which is associated with karma kanda, mantra brahmana portion consisting of the prescribed duties and prohibited actions. And is ignorance, which is in the form of superimposition of action, cause of action, result of action upon oneself. This ignorance, which is naturally already there. This ignorance, which is a seed of samsara. Clean. Nivrityartham. So for the elimination of, the removal of ignorance, which is of this description. Clean. For that, what should be done? How can ignorance be eliminated? Brahma Atma Ekatva Vijnanam Vaktavyam. For the elimination of this ignorance, the knowledge of the essential oneness of Brahman and Atma must be imparted. And this knowledge, which is free from the superimposition of action, result of action, cause of action upon the self, and which is of the absolute benefit of the absolute good in terms of everlasting freedom. Is it clear? It took 10 minutes for one small sentence, okay? But I'm taking a lot of time so that you improve your Sanskritam also. Not the Sanskritam. Sanskritam is very expressive. Simple. See, for the sake of removal of ignorance, self-knowledge must be imparted. For that, the following portion is going to be begun. Finished. One sentence I can teach. But here, this ignorance, which sort of ignorance must be removed and which sort of knowledge must be imparted? This description of knowledge, adjectives describing knowledge, adjectives describing ignorance. That is why sentence becomes long. What a simple sentence. For the removal of ignorance, knowledge must be imparted. Therefore, the following portion is begun. Finished. So, which knowledge is going to be, which sort of knowledge should be imparted for the purpose of the removal of which sort of ignorance? Which sort of knowledge should be? Kidrusham jnanam paktavyam. And kidrusham ajnanam, ajnanam, kidrushas ajnanas nivrityartham. Therefore, long sentence. Is it clear? Now, already exposed Vedanta Shastram, it is very easy to understand when I say Atmani Adhyaropaha. There is superimposition of all these upon the self. Because this is how ignorance is. You don't see ignorance separately. Ignorance expresses itself in the form of erroneous self-perception, in the form of superimposition of these things upon itself. That ignorance must be removed. And which is the root cause of samsara. Clear? Okay. Ato vidhi pratishedhartha vishayasya atmani kriyakaraka phaladhyaropalakshanasya swabhavikasya jnanasya samsara bijasya nivrityartham tadviparita. And knowledge which is opposed to ignorance. For the removal of ignorance, the self-knowledge, which is opposed to ignorance, which is free from the superimposition, and which is the means of attaining, which is of the benefit of the absolute end in terms of moksha, for imparting that knowledge, uttaraha grantaha arabhyate. So Shankaracharya tells why the following portion of the text must be started. If he does not explain, other commentators will not accept. When he writes a commentary, his commentary states already why, what is the purpose of the continuity of the next portion. Okay. See, intellectuals are very highly troubled people. They won't let you do anything. Okay, so he must answer. We are not too intellectual, and we'll accept anything. Okay. Swamiji, you say Talayati Bommai. Okay. Whoever says anything, you'll nod your head. You'll not question. No, you can't afford to be Talayati Bommai. You can't afford to be Tanjavur Bommai. You must question, stop and answer question. No, Tanjavur Bommai means the doll of Tanjavur. You all must have seen. But I tell you, I really missed. Next time when I come, I must take you to another part of Tanjavur thing, which I shouldn't show you. Very nice. You must come and see next time. Okay. So the dolls always nod their heads like this. Like that, we shan't, no question. You must question. So here, before even these nodding heads stop and ask questions, you must give the answer. So Shankaracharya hurries to chills. Why? The following portion is started. Understand? Okay, next. Tametamartham. Tametamartham. Dvitiya vara praptya api. Dvitiya vara praptya api. Akritarthatvam. Dvitiyavara praptya api akritarthatvam. Tritiyavara gocharam. Atmajnanam antarena. Ityakhyayikaya prapanchayati. I'll read again. Tam yetam artham. Dvitiyavara praptya api akritarthatvam. Tritiyavara gocharam. Atmajnanam antarena. ityakhyayikaya prapanchayati. Okay, now you are learning a new verb, panchayati. But prapanchayati, prakarshena panchayati. Panchayati means brings to light, reveals. Prapanchayati clearly reveals, clearly brings to notice. Prapanchayati clearly brings to notice, brings to light, brings to knowledge. Who brings? The Upanishad brings to notice, brings to notice. Upanishad reveals. What does it reveal? Tam yetam artham. Tam yetam artha means, artha here means the same content, the same fact, the same message, the same idea. Tam etam artham. Tam means that idea, that fact which was conveyed before. Tam means that, that artha, that idea, that fact which was conveyed in the previous paragraph, previous sentence. What was the message, idea, what was the fact conveyed in the previous sentence? That knowledge of the self must be imparted for the removal of ignorance. Why? Because knowledge is of the benefit of absolute good in terms of everlasting freedom, which means knowledge is the only means of attainment of freedom. Knowledge of the essential oneness of Brahman and Atma is the only means of claiming, taking ownership of happiness, freedom, which is already there. There's no way of claiming, taking ownership of freedom, happiness is already there, without having understood the essential oneness of the non-difference between the Atma and the Brahma, the truth of the individual and the truth of the whole. Understand? This is the fact conveyed in the previous sentence. So, tam artham, that idea which was that fact which was conveyed before, which was revealed before. Etam artham, the same fact. Etam means the same fact. The same fact which was conveyed before, again, the Upanishad reveals the same fact which was revealed in the previous sentence of Shankaracharya's commentary. Okay. What is that? Tritiya Vara Gocharam. Tritiya Vara Gocharam means the third boon. The third boon in the form of moksha. The third boon, the content of the third boon in the form of, or in terms of knowledge, in the form of, in terms of moksha, everlasting happiness. Tritiya Vara Gocharam, the Tritiya Varam, the third boon, the content of which is the moksha, the knowledge in the form of moksha, in the form of knowledge. Okay. Atmajnanam antarena. Tritiyavara gocharam implies moksha, which forms the content of the third boon in the form of knowledge. That moksha. Atmajnanam antarena. Without the atmajnanam. ஈஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஸோ திருத்தியவர கோச்சரம் ஆத்மஜான மந்திரேன தட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட். வித்தவுட் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் பாசிபிள். விச் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம், தி கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தி தேர்ட் பூன் இஸ் தி ஓன்லி மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீடம். ஆத்ம ஜான மந்திரேன மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம் வினா திருத்திய வர கோச்சரம் தி மோக்ஷா நிம் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். இட்டி ஆக்யாயிகையா பிரபஞ்சயதி. சோ உபனிஷத் பிரிங்ஸ் டு நோட்டீஸ் த்ரூ தி ஸ்டோரி. ஆக்யாயிகா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி, ஆக்யாயிகையா மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ தி ஸ்டோரி. த்ரூ தி ஸ்டோரி உபனிஷத் பிரிங்ஸ் டு நோட்டீஸ் the fact which was already conveyed in the previous sentence that without the atma jnanam mokshaha the content of third boon is not possible. Okay, why is the word moksha mentioned? You may ask. Akritarthatvam, sorry, கிருதார்த்தத்துவம். கிருதார்த்தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட். பிளீஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கிருதார்த்தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட், தி சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன் ஆர் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அண்ட் அகாம்ப்ளிஷர். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கிருதார்த்தகா மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட். கிருதார்த்தத்துவம் means having the status of being an accomplisher. I'm giving you the perfect translation. Please listen to my lesson class without reading. Please, no, we want to know this. Krithaha arthaha yena. So, krithartha. The one by whom the end has been accomplished. Arthaha means end. Krithaha means done. கிருத்தா அர்த்தா ஏன சக கிருத்தார்த்தா, தி பர்சன் பை ஹோம் எண்ட் ஹேஸ் பீன் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் அச்சீவ்ட் ஹீஸ் கிருத்தார்த்தா. அண்ட் கிருத்தார்த்தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் நவுன் ஃபார்ம். கிருத்தார்த்தத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அண்ட் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷர், ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அண்ட் அச்சீவர், having the status of being a jnani. A jnani is the absolute achiever, accomplisher. Is it clear? Having the status of being a jnani is having a status of being an achiever, absolute achiever, ultimate achiever, is the meaning of the word kritarthatvam. Understand? You can otherwise say sense of fulfillment. Okay. Here, dvitiya vara praptya, dvitiya vara praptya api, even after the attainment of second boon also, dvitiyasya varasya praptya api, dvitiya vara praptya api, even through the attainment of second boon, even after the attainment of second boon, in terms of having the knowledge of the ritual, performing the ritual and going to the heaven, etc., okay, even after or even to the attainment of the second boon also, akritarthatvam, not having the sense, not having the status of being the absolute achiever. Okay, this is a fact revealed in the previous sentence. even if a person has knowledge of the performance of ritual, even if the person performs the ritual with that knowledge, makes use of that knowledge, performs the ritual, even the person earns punyam, even if he goes to heaven, he enjoys the heavenly pleasures, still the person will be akritarthaha. The person will not have sense of fulfillment. He will not have absolute satisfaction. The person will have the status of being an, will not have the status of being an accomplisher. He cannot become the, he cannot have jnanam. Therefore, dvitiya varapraptya api, even to the attainment of second boon, even after the attainment of second boon, there will be definitely akritarthatvam. There will be dissatisfaction. There will not be sense of fulfillment. There will be continuous, there will be this, there will not be the status of being the, being an accomplisher. This fact has been conveyed. And tritiya vara gocharam, the third boon, tritiya vara gocharam, the third boon, which falls within the third boon, which falls within the purview of knowledge in terms of moksha. The third boon, which is in terms of the attainment of knowledge through knowledge in the form of moksha, in the form of knowledge, tritiya varam, vara gocharam, that moksha, atmajnanam antarena na, is not possible without the attainment of self-knowledge. Without the self-knowledge, moksha, which falls in the purview of the third boon, is not possible. Iti, thus, or this, akhyayikaya prapanchayati, Upanishad clearly brings to light this fact which was conveyed before through the story. Is it clear? Akhyayikaya, akhyayikaya, through the story, atmajnanamantarina tritiya gocharam na iti prapanchayati Upanishad. Upanishad is implied. Not why? Because even after the attainment of moksha, attainment of the third, second boon, kritarthatvam, there will be only akritarthatvam. There will not be kritarthatvam. There will not be sense of fulfillment. Understand? There will not be everlasting happiness. Can I go on to the next sentence? Was it clear? Okay, I know what is itching all of you. What we are all itching, something is itching. Gocharam. Okay, go means knowledge. Gocharam means that which falls within a perception. Indriya gocharam means that which is available through perception. Manasaha gocharam, that which is available for knowledge through mind, thought. Manasaha gocharam, indriya gocharam. But here, tritiya vara gocharam. See, mokshaha is a tritiya vara gocharam, which falls within the purview of the third boon. And that moksha is not possible without the atmajnanam. And this was conveyed already. The same thing again is Upanishad also conveys the same fact. Tam etam artham Upanishad prapanchayati atmajnanam antarena mokshaha na siddhyati iti prapanchayati. Which means, we are going to see later on, what is the story? That's, what should we tell you now itself? You wait for the story, okay? See, Lord Yama thought, Nachiketa was a young boy. So I'll give him nice latest computer, latest iPad, latest all, you know, all these items, all high-tech things that we give him. So I can tempt him. So he'll go back. He will not trouble me to teach him Advaita Jnanam. So he is a young boy. He mistook him. He thought, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you this. I'll give you this. He'll tell. Nachiketaha was very adamant. I don't want all you. Keep all this for yourself. I want only the Atma Jnanam he's going to ask. Which means, even though Lord Yama offered all those, we are going to see, we have not yet seen, Lord Yama, we see Lord Yama is going to offer him so many things. And he said, no. Why Lord Yama offered? He wanted to make sure whether this young boy of 9-year-old is eligible to receive the teaching. He is just 9-year-old. How? Because to receive the knowledge, he must be highly dispassionate. He dispassionate means what? Not that he should hate everything. He must have grown out of desire for all these things. So only if you are not interested in other things, you can focus your mind on this teaching. So in order to be totally committed to one thing, to be focused on the teaching, one must have withdrawn attention from the rest of the things in the world. So he must have become dispassionate toward other things. Only then he'll be eligible to receive the teaching. So that is the only then, because Vairagyam is one of the important qualifications. So having dispassion is an important qualification. Whether this boy has that qualification or not. So he could understand. So that means to test him, he offers everything. But, and this boy is so committed to the knowledge, and his vairagyam, his dispassion is to that extent that he knows this fact. Without the self-knowledge, moksha is impossible. Knowledge, self, because ignorance is bondage, knowledge is freedom. Therefore, I want freedom, so I want only Atmajnanam. He's going to ask. And Upanishads, through the story of Nachiketa and Lord Yama, Upanishad brings to notice this fact for us that we, it is not for Nachiketa, okay? It's for our understanding that without knowledge, there is no Kritarthatvam. Kritarthatvam means absolute sense of satisfaction, fulfillment. The status of being a Jnani, the status of being an accomplisher. That is possible only with self-knowledge. Without self-knowledge, Kritarthatvam is not possible. There will be only Akritarthatvam. Even if a person goes to higher lokas and enjoys the heavenly pleasures, Dvitiyavara praptya api Akritarthatvam eva bhavishyati, Kritarthatvam na bhavishyati, Atmajnanam antarena Kritarthatvam nasti, iti karanataha. Upanishad akhyayika dvara prapanchayati prakatayati. Clear? Can I go ahead? Okay. Next sentence. Yataha purvasmat. No, yataha. Because. Purvasmat karma gocharat. Purvasmat karma gocharat sadhya sadhana lakshanat. All Panchami Vibhakti, you can read here. Purvasmat karma gocharat sadhya sadhana lakshanat anityat viraktasya Atmajnane adhikaraha iti tannindartham ಸೂತ್ರಾದ್ಯುಪನ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಪ್ರಲೋಭನಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಓಕೆ, ದಿ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ನಾವು ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಪ್ರಲೋಭನಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಪ್ರಲೋಭ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಲೋಭನಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ಪ್ರಲೋಭ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮಾಸ್ಕುಲೈನ್ ನೌನ್, ಪ್ರಲೋಭನಂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನ್ಯೂಟರ್ ನೌನ್. ಪ್ರಲೋಭನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೇಷನ್, ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್. ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್, ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಬೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ. ಪ್ರಲೋಭನಂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಜರಂಡ್, ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್. ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಬೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಈಸ್ ನೌ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್. ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ಹಿ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್? ಉಪನ್ಯಾಸೇನ, ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್? ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆನಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ 9 years old. ಕಮ್ ಆನ್, ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗ್, ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆರಿ ರಿಚ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಓಕೆ ಓಕೆ, ನೈಸ್, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಅಮ್ಮ, ಲೆಟ್ ಮಿ ಗೋ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೋ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಪುತ್ರಾದಿ, ಪುತ್ರ ಆದಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಪ್ರಾಜನಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಉಪನ್ಯಾಸೇನ, ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಟಾಕ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ, ನೋ, ದ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್, ದ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್, ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜನಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್? ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್? ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜನಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ? ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್? ವೈ? ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೇಷನ್? ವಾಟ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬೈ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಸನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ? ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥಂ, ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥಂ. ನಿಂದಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ನಿಂದಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸಿಸಮ್. ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್. ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್, ಫಾರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ನಿಂದಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಬೈ. ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್, ಕಂಡೆಮಿಂಗ್, ಫಾರ್ ಕಂಡೆಮಿಂಗ್, ಫಾರ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್, ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಈಸ್ ನಿಂದ. ಸಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೇ, ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್, ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ನಾ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಟ್ ಹೋಮ್, ಮಮ ಪಿತಾ ನಿಂದತಿ, ಮಮ ಮಾತಾ ನಿಂದತಿ, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಿ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್? ನಿಂದಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸ್ಕೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್. ತಿಟ್ಟಾಂಗ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ನಿಂದಾರ್ಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ, ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೋಟಿಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್? ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್, ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. limitations. The tempting is made through his promise of giving many things such as progeny, etc. Okay, why defects have to be shown? Because Atmajnane Adhikaraha. Atmajnane Adhikaraha. Adhikaraha means qualification for the attainment of self-knowledge. Eligibility in attaining self-knowledge. Atmajnane Adhikaraha. Eligibility for the attainment of self-knowledge. Qualification for the attainment of self-knowledge is there only for Viraktaha. Viraktasya eva Atmajnane Adhikaraha. The eligibility for the attainment of self-knowledge is there only for a person of dispassion. A dispassionate person. Viraktaha means dispassionate person, detached person. Raktaha, attached. Viraktaha, detached. Only for a detached person, only for a person of detachment, dispassion, there is eligibility for attainment of knowledge. Is it clear? Atmajnani adhikaraha kasya asti? Viraktasya eva atmajnana praptyartham atmajnani adhikaraha asti. Okay. So, aviraktasya atmajnani adhikaraha nasti. Okay. So, the eligibility for the attainment of knowledge is only there for person of detachment. Detachment towards what? Detachment towards anityat. Detachment towards or the dispassion towards time-bound things. Anityat. Anityat viraktaha. Means the person who has detached himself from the time-bound ends. Detaching oneself from the time-bound things means the one who is dispassionate towards time-bound things. Is it clear? Why Pancha Vibhakti must question? Anityat viraktaha. One who is detached from the time-bound things. Means the one who is dispassionate towards time-bound things. Okay. Time-bound things in what form? Sadhya sadhana lakshanat. Anityat. One who is detached from the time-bound things in the form of means and ends. Sadhya sadhana lakshanat. Karma is the means, meditation is the means, other activities are the means, and the ends are what? Sadhyani. All the ends are artha, kama, dharmas are all ends. Not time bound. So, the person who is detached from the time bound mean things in the form of means and ends. Which fall under the purview of action. Karma gocharat. All these time-bound ends, time-bound things in the form of means and ends, which fall under the purview of action. Action means as a subject matter of karma kanda. which fall under the purview of action, which forms the subject matter of karma kanda. And which has been already mentioned as the contents of two bones, purvasmat. Is it clear? I'm sure nothing goes above the head. Everything goes into the head. Okay? Purvasmat. See, all beautiful. Purvasmat. Karma gocharat, sadhya sadhana lakshanat, anityat, viraktasya, atmajnane adhikarahaiti. Okay. Tannindartham. So, here Shankaracharya says, why does Lord Yama tempt this young boy with many things which could easily attract any young person, such as progeny, etc.? You will get married to a very beautiful wife, you will get children, you have a lot of money, everything. Okay, Lord Yama, thank you very much. I'm going back. Some other person would have gone. This boy wouldn't go. Therefore, he says, pralobhanam kimartham kriyate. What is the purpose of tempting the child? The tempting of the child is done with the promise of giving many things such as progeny, etc., only for the purpose of showing the defects of those things. Why? Because this boy wants atmajnanam. Atmajnane adhikaraha kasya asti. Viraktasya eva atmajnane adhikaraha asti. Only for a detached person there is eligibility in the attainment of knowledge, or for attaining the knowledge. And the dispassion towards what? Suppose we all say, I am very highly dispassionate towards toys. Sold in the toys, not toys world. Then you are eligible for jnanam? No. Detached from all time bound things, anityat viraktaha. Detached from all time bound things. Time bound things except atma, everything is time bound. Anityat viraktaha means the person is dispassionate towards all time bound things. Now, all time bound things are in what form? In the form of means and ends. Any action you do is a means. Any ritual you perform is a means. Any prayer you do is a means. Worship you do is a means. Stand upside down is a means, isn't it? Anything you do is a means. Mental, physical, moral activity. And the ends are a bit time-bound. Therefore, the person who is detached from time-bound things in the form of means and ends, which fall within the purview of action, which forms the ritual or subject matter of the karma-kanda, and which already has been discussed in the previous mantras as the contents of two bones. Understand? So not only two bones. The two bones stand for all time-bound material ends in the form of means and ends. All means are time-bound. These ends are also time-bound. Cause is time-bound. Result is also time-bound. Action is time bound. The accessories required for performing action are time bound. The result of action also is time bound. Therefore, this person who is time bound means all means and ends All means and ends means all arthakamas. All arthakamas stand for, the two bones stand for all arthakamas. So, who has eligibility at, in the attainment of knowledge? Only viraktasya. Only a person who is dispassionate towards all time-bound ends in the form of earth, means and ends. Okay. Mean in terms of all arthakama dharmas. Only for him, one who is aspiring only for moksha, for him, atmajnane adhikaraha asti. Iti. Tannindartham, for the purpose of pointing out the defects of those time-bound ends, putradi upanyasena, through his talking in the form, in terms of promising many things such as sun, etc., pralobhanam kriyate, tempting is made by Lord Yama. Is it clear? Definitely, if somebody else other than Nachiketaha was in the place in front of Lord Yama, the person would have jumped and accepted all that you give. Come on, give me, give me, give me. What all can you give me? Let me take and go. Would have jumped. I don't want moksha. Yo, who is interested in moksha? Would have said that. Because it was so, so tempting. But Nachiketa was so highly discriminate, highly dispassionate, vivekavan, vairagyavan, buddhiman, shamajarka sampattiman, mukshutvavan. So he asked for only jnana. Okay, we are going to see that later on. Now it's only introduction to what all we are going to see in the future, later portion, Shankaracharya introduces already. Okay, next. Now we enter into the mantra. Now, Nachiketa uvacha. Nachiketa said. Nachiketa uvacha means Nachiketa ha uvacha. Which means Nachiketas uvacha. Nachiketa ha is the nominaticus. Nachiketas said. Tritiyam varam Nachiketo vruneshva ittuktaha san. So, Nachiketa said, when he was being told, when he was told, Uktaha san, being told by Lord Yama, son being, Uktaha told. Nachiketa said, on being told by Lord Yama, O Nachiketas, may you choose the third boon. Tritiyam varam vrinishva. Tritiyam varam vrinishva. May you choose the third boon. O Nachiketas, may you choose a third boon. When Nachiketas, okay, being told thus, O Nachiketas, may you choose a third boon. Being told thus by Lord Yama, Nachiketa said. Is it clear? Okay. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye. Astityeke nayam astiti chaike. Astityeke nayam astiti chaike. Yetadvidya manusishtastvayaham. Yetadvidya manusishtastvayaham. Varanamesha varastritiyah. Varanamesha varastritiyah. ஏயம் பிரேதே விசிகித்ஸா மனுஷ்யே அஸ்தீத்யேகே அஸ்தீத்யேகே நாயமஸ்தீதி சைகே ஏதத்வித்யா மனுசிஷ்டஸ்த்வயாஹம் ஏதத்வித்யா மனுசிஷ்டஸ்த்வயாஹம் வராணாமேஷ வரஸ்த்ருதீயஹ வராணாமேஷ வரஸ்த்ருதீயஹ ஏஷஹா வரஹா வராணாம் த்ருதீயா. சி தி லாஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். ஏஷஹா வரஹ வராணாம் த்ருதீயா. வராணாம் ஏஷஹா வரஹ த்ருதீயா. ஏஷஹா வரஹ திஸ் போன் இஸ் த்ருதீயா த தேர்ட் ஒன் வராணாம் ஆஃப் த த்ரீ போன்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த தேர்ட் ஆஃப் தி த்ரீ போன்ஸ். திஸ் த தேர்ட் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி த்ரீ போன்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஏதத் வித்யாம் வித்யாம் மே ஐ நோ திஸ். ஏதத் வித்யாம் மே ஐ நோ திஸ் மே ஐ நோ திஸ். வித்யாம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஷுட் நோ திஸ் ஐ மஸ்ட் நோ திஸ் ஆர் மே ஐ நோ திஸ். How can I know this? How should I know this? Tvaya aham anusishtaha. Anusishtaha. Instructed by you. Tvaya anusishtaha. Instructed by you. Taught by you. Imparted by you. Aham etad vidyam. I should know this. I must know this. Or... May I know this. So, imparted by you, taught by you, instructed by you, I must know this. Or may I know this. What I should know? This is third of the three bones. Okay? What is it he wants to know? ஏயம் பிரேதே விசிகித்ஸா மனுஷ்யே. ஓகே, இஸ் இஸ் ஏயம் இஃப் யூ பிரேக் இட் யாஇயம் இயம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் இயம் மீன்ஸ் ஏஷா இயம் விசிகித்ஸா. சி விசிகித்ஸா மீன்ஸ் doubt, query. Vichikitsa means doubts. If you remove the V, chikitsa. Chikitsa means treatment. Chikitsate means treats. Chikitsa, treatment, curing. That's why hospital is called Chikitsalayaha. Chikitsalayaha, place of treatment. Chikitsa, treatment. Chikitsalayaha, hospital. But Vichikitsa means doubt. If you add V, Vichikitsate, doubts. Vichikitsa, doubt. இயம் விசிகித்ஸா ஆகாராந்த ஸ்திலிங்க சப்தஹ. தேர்ஃபோர் ஏஷா விசிகித்ஸா இயம் விசிகித்ஸா திஸ் டவுட் யா விச் இஸ் தேர் திஸ் டவுட் விச் இஸ் தேர் ஆன் மை பார்ட். This doubt which is there in the part of many human beings. What's the doubt? மனுஷ்யே பிரேதே, மனுஷ்யே பிரேதே. சி பிரேத மீன்ஸ் டெட். பிரேத்தே இஸ் அ லோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ். சோ மனுஷ்யே பிரேதே ஆக்சுவலி சதிசப்தமி. வென் அ மேன் பிகம்ஸ் டெட், அண்ட் அ மேன் பிகம்ஸ் டெட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வென் டெத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அ பர்சன், when death happens of a person, when a person becomes dead, manushye prete, when a human, when a person becomes dead, this doubt which is there regarding the death of the person on the part of many of us, what is the doubt? Asti iti yeke, asti iti yeke. Yeke means some people hold on to the view that there is a person who survives death. Asti, even after the death of the body, this person continues to exist. The person exists. Asti iti eke. Eke means some people are of the view or hold on to the view that the person exists even after the fall, the death of the body. Na ayam asti, ayam nasti iti cha eke. So eke, ekaha means one, eke means some. Not only one person, some people. Eke ayam nasti iti, eke ayam asti iti, eke ayam nasti iti vadanti. Some people say, some people hold on to the view that this person exists, continue to survive after the fall, the death of the body. But some other people, and some people hold onto the view that this person does not exist. Na ayam asti, does not exist, does not continue to survive after the death of the body, fall of the body. This doubt is there on the part of people. There are two different views on the part of people in generally regarding the dead person. Regarding the dead person. So when the person becomes dead, regarding the dead person, the people are of two different views, that some hold on to the view that this person survives death after the fall of the body, and some people hold on to the view that this person does not exist, does not survive after the fall of the body. And here, அகம் ஏதத் வித்யம், ஐ ஷுட் நோ வெதர் தெர் இஸ் அ பர்சன் அண்ட் தட் பர்சன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ் சர்வைவிங் தி டெத் ஆஃப் தி பாடி ஆர் நாட். இஃப் தட் பர்சன் ஈஸ் சர்வைவிங் தி டெத், ஹூ இஸ் தட் பர்சன், ஹவ் இஸ் தட் பர்சன், ஆல் தட் ஐ ஷுட் நோ. Being, I must know, I should know, instructed by you, taught by you. What does it mean? O Lord Yama, please teach me. Is there Atma, the self of the Jiva, individual? Does it survive after the death, when the person, the death happens of the individual? Does he survive the death? Does he continue to exist or not? I must know. You must teach me. Taught by you, I must know this. Yeshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. This is my third bone. This is the third of the bones. This is the third of the three bones. Is it clear? Ya iyam vichikitsa asti yat manushye prete yeke asti iti vadanti yeke ayam nasti iti vadanti tvaya anusishtaha aham yetad vidyam. Yeshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. Is it clear? Okay. Literal meaning is over. I'll stop in 3 minutes. It's all right? Or 2 minutes. Eyam vichikitsa bhasham. Eyam vichikitsa. Ya iyam vichikitsa. That doubt, or this doubt which has been there. Iyam vichikitsa ya. This doubt which is there. On the part of people. Okay. Vichikitsa ityukte kahartaha. Vichikitsa ityukte samshayaha ityartaha. Samshayaha. Samshayaha pullinga shabdaha. Vichikitsa stilinga shabdaha. Understand? Vichikitsa is equal to samshayaha. Okay. Kaha samshayaha? What is the doubt? Prete. Prete means mrite. So preta is equal to mrita. Preta means dead. Mrita means dead. Know that? Maranam, death, dying. But preta, mrita is a participle, dead. But saptami vibhakti is what? Mrite, prete. So manushye. So manushya, he did not translate. He did not give the meaning. He assumes we all know. Manushya ityukte kahartaha, we will not ask. So Shankaracharya does not give the meaning of the word manushya. Okay? If we do not know, then what can he do? Mrute, prete, manushye mrute, manushye prete, sati saptami expression. When a human being becomes dead. When a person becomes dead. Asti iti yeke. When a person becomes dead, asti, he exists. Even when the dead person becomes dead, that person exists. How? Sharira, indriya, mana, buddhi, vyatiriktaha. Dehantara sambandhyatma. Dehantara sambandhyatma. Iti. Eke. Na ayamasti iti cha eke. Na ayam evam vidaha asti iti cha eke. Don't worry. We will continue tomorrow. Understand? We'll read this. I only want to take only 2 minutes, okay? I can't take more than this. I'm stopping now. Because I'll do the Bhashyam of the 20th mantra tomorrow. Today we only covered the introductory Bhashyam for the 20th mantra. We'll see the Bhashyam of 20th mantra tomorrow. A small, tiny, little Bhashyam only. Okay? We can cover tomorrow. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ